How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned in to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted, where I do a brand new episode every single day documenting my journey as an independent musician, as well as sharing tips and tricks along the way. I wanted to share I think it's a fun story, kind of random. I don't know how it even came into my mind. It popped into my brain. It was a story from when I was at Chico State relating to my music career. I think you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of it, so I want to share it with you. So when I was at Chico, I'm really going to take you all the way back. I don't remember what year it was, but when I was at Chico State, I worked as the manager for the men's basketball team. Super fun job. And every so often I would go to the equipment room and I would talk to my man Tone, who was just an OG who played at Chico State and was the head of the equipment. And he and I would just, man, we would just talk about hip hop, music, his life, and all that stuff. So he was really like just an older dude who would just look out for me, that we would always just vibe. And he really just, he helped me a lot with a lot of stuff. So one day I was going back in there talking about, man, I really want to perform, man. I'm trying to get a show. And he's just like, man, you should just make your own show. You know? And I was like, what do you mean? How? He's like, get a house. You know, y'all got a lot of houses out here. Get a house. And all you need is, you know, get the microphone stuff, get a stage, just rock out and do it and have like a party and charge people at the door and just make it happen. And I was like, huh, you're right. And it was like a month away was Halloween, which is one of the bigger weekends in Chico, the more notable ones. So he was like, man, Halloween coming up in a month. You got to do it then. And I was like, damn, bro, a month? And I was like, all right, let's get it. So I got a couple of homies to help me out. The first idea was to do this at one of the basketball players' houses, okay? Because I knew that the basketball players had so many, they had a lot of clout between the whole basketball team. And I was on the team too, but these were players. I was, you know, and they were all close homies of mine. I was like, all right, let's try to do this at one of the houses. So we were going to do it, man, 6th and Cherry, the famous basketball house. And we had it all figured out, man. I was going to do it. I had a DJ ready to go. I had gotten a flyer ready to go. You know, I had people coming in from out of town that were going to perform. We had everything set until one of the coaches on the basketball team was like, I went into the office to say what's up to the coaches. And then one of the coaches was like, yo, let's take a walk. And I was like, fuck, I know what he's about to talk to me about. But I was just like, yeah, what's up? You know, we walked and he's like, okay, so you have this party going on, this concert going on this weekend. This was Wednesday. The party was supposed to happen Saturday. He's like, you can't do it there. And I was like, come on, coach, it's not going to be that bad. And he's like, no, like, you cannot do it there. Like, we can't have that much, you know, we can't have a party like that going on at one of our players' houses. Like, guys are going to get in trouble. Guys are going to be in a bad situation. We just can't have that. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to find another house. And I wasn't even mad at him at all because I was like, dude, I totally understand. I didn't want him to find out. So I was like, wow, it's Wednesday, mind you. The party's happening Saturday. And I'm like, oh my God, we already got this thing popping, ready to go. And now we don't have a venue. And I'm like, I'm tripping. And I didn't know what to do, but at the time, I was also in a fraternity called A.E. Pi, the Jewish fraternity. Yeah, you guys probably didn't know Jews had fraternities, and it was lit. So I was in the frat, and I was just like, I'm going to have to talk to them about it. Like, I was just like, I'm going to have to ask them what's up and see if they can help me out. So I went and talked to the president of the fraternity, who at the time was Jeremy Bordelon, and I was like, bro, I told him the situation. He's like, let's try to do it on West Sac. He's like, we could do it at we could do it at our house. We can do it at West Sac, I think. Let's talk to everybody about it. So then we ended up making it more of a Jewish frat party, but it was the same idea of it was a Halloween party. with a concert, and they ended up doing it, man. It was like that day we made it happen. That Wednesday or Thursday, we agreed, we made it happen. And basically what we did was we hired all of the people from our frat, or like the younger dudes, to be the security. And we didn't have porta potties, so people who had to use the bathroom had to go into the house's bathroom, which, you know, if you can imagine, dudes live there, and they're like, we got a bunch of strangers coming through. They didn't want to do it, but we just did it. So anyway, it actually turned out really well. So the idea of the show was you got in for free if you had a Chico State ID, but if you did not have a Chico State ID and you were over 18, you had to pay $5. And so the reason we did that was because we knew that there was going to be, you know, we knew that there was going to be a lot of people coming from out of town. You know, we knew that because Chico's Halloween has a lot of people come. So we knew, and we're like, all right, if we can make this the most poppin' party, then people will come through, and it'll be lit, and we'll have, you know, we'll make a good chunk of money. So my boy, freaking Danny came from out of town. Gabe, Melvin came from out of town. I'm pretty sure, did Jose come to that? I want to say, yeah, he did. Jose and Kelly, I think, were there too. It was crazy. We made it happen. And so I'll give you another little bit of, oh, and before the show happened, we really literally went to, I think we went to Home Depot. We got two pieces of plywood and we got a bunch of cinder blocks. We put the cinder blocks down on the ground. We put the plywood on the ground. The DJ set all of his stuff up there. We had a stage. We had the speakers. We had the microphone. We literally had everything we needed. Gabe performed a song. Melvin performed a song. Then I got up and performed a song. Or no, I performed like five songs, or I don't even know. And we just got the party turned up. It was outdoors, backyard vibes. Everybody was dressed up and it was lit. It was so much fun. But you know, cool part of it too, a cool little piece of it was the idea that it was on West Sacramento Street. So I'll kind of explain to you the way Chico is set up. So the way like Chico is set up, there's the school, and then there's like the downtown area, and then there's the numbered streets. Okay. There's the difference between the streets and the Avs. The avenues. So the streets was, you know, I think it went all the way up to 1 through 9, but really everything was happening first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, were the streets where a lot of people lived, and that's where a lot of parties happened. That's where a lot of frat houses were there. That's where the basketball house was, 6th and Cherry. It was on 6th Street. So that's where all the popular stuff was going on, right? That was on one side of campus. And so Halloween has not been the biggest. When I was there, it was not the best holiday. It used to be. But the reason it got bad was because it became such a big holiday, and so many people from out of town like came that police shut it down so early, and like it gets so crowded and crazy that it kind of becomes not fun if you're on that side of the campus. The streets where we were was literally the other side of campus, called the Avs. People usually don't like to go around in the Avs. If you know about the Avs is kind of where the bums and the druggies are at and the homeless people are at. So like the Avs is not really the safest place. So we were on West Sacramento Avenue, which was an Ave, but it was early on in the Avs. If you go deeper in the Avs, because after West Sac is 1st Ave, 2nd Ave, 3rd Ave, 4th. I think there's 4th Avenue. So, but if you're on West Sacramento, it's fine. There's a lot of people who live there. It's right next to Chico State High School, and it's super close to Chico State University. So, point of what I'm saying is we were in a perfect spot because it wasn't deep in the Avs where it was dangerous, but it wasn't on the side of campus where all the parties were getting shut down. So our party was really the best location. Another impressive piece of it was people were willing to walk all the way to our house instead of being at where the streets were at, the first, you know, the numbered streets. So we were able to get down with, you know, we were able to get down with actually having a really dope party. And I don't even know how many people showed up. I want to say it was 400 or 500 people ended up coming through. Yeah, I ended up grossing $300 cash. And yeah, we had a lot of people come through. And no fights, no violence, nobody died. And the police did not shut us down. At 1:15 a.m., I said, let's shut this thing down. We shut it down at 1:15 because we're like, if it gets too late, we're going to get shut down. So I was keeping a good eye. I was kind of partying and drinking a little, but not much. I was really more looking out for, hey, is this thing going to get shut down? I don't want us getting in trouble or arrested or anything like that. You know, so I was just like, we got to be the ones to shut this place down. So we shut the party down. We shut the party down at 1:15, got everybody out there, and it was dope, man. It was so much fun, and that was the first show that I've ever produced. It was the only show that I've produced. Well, that's not the only. Yeah, I guess it is. You could say that was the show that I was the boss of, the CEO of. I want to do those again. When COVID is done, we're going to do that again here in the Bay Area, no doubt about it. It's going to be super fun. I know we're going to do that. And yeah, man, I'm really excited to just talking about that show gives me so many great memories, and it makes me want to go back and do more shows like that where I produce the show with my crew and my people, and we keep the money. And it was just an amazing experience, man. It was really fun. So anyway, listen, that's gonna be it for today. I just want to share that story with you guys. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, if you get value from this podcast, then share it with a friend. If not, no worries. I'm not tripping either way. But thank you again so much for listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. Hey, hey, hey. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo. Get it how I want, get it how I want.